Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is every other Thursday, which means the Renew Life RX show will be on today. And I'll be joined by my co-host in just a moment, Adam Lamb. And we'll have his theme music all ready to go. Before we talk about that, I want to tell you about what we're going to be talking about on the show. And then, of course, pay homage to my title sponsor, Legendary Foods. Today, we're going to talk about two different studies. One that shows the potential downside of too high of a testosterone level during a cardiac ischemic event. And the second one is going to dispel a myth. A lot of people starve themselves because they want to increase growth hormone. I remember years ago, some guy promoting just, you know, fasting continuously because it's going to increase growth hormone. And a study was just done on acromegaly patients. And it shows you conclusively what happens when you eat too little and to growth hormone. Before we do that, of course, I want to get my title sponsor up here. That's Legendary Foods. Right now, you can save 10% off everything. Go to eatlegendary.com. Use the coupon code SHR. And don't forget to check out the tasty pastries and the seasoned almonds and the nut butters, because they are the best in the world. And for those of us who are counting carbs, staying away from sugar, which most of us should be conscious of that, these are great snacks where you don't feel, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not, to steal a phrase from Elisa Profumo. Without further delay, let's get his music queued up here.
The first step to changing your life starts with the Renew Life Show with Adam Lamb.
How you doing, Adam?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, anyway.
Good.
Couple good studies. Show. What's new with you? What's going on? Have you training? You back in the gym? Things normalized?
Back in the gym, yeah. I'm getting to work out again, which is nice, and kind of adjusted a little bit from a food standpoint or attempting to adjust. Yeah, I think I spent, you know, a couple weeks. Well, initial part of the COVID thing, I was just like eating like a maniac, not healthy, and then I kind of got sick of myself and wanted to lose some weight. So yeah, I usually float around that 210, and I'm trying to get down. I'd like to get a little under 200 and but be lean and stay tight and, you know, and not eat like a skinny person. But that's like, if I don't eat, I do lose weight pretty easily, but I usually stop at 200 pounds. So I think this is an interesting topic, one of them that we're talking about, because – you know, I'm someone that does intermittent fasting. I regularly do extended, you know, 48-hour, 24-hour fasting from time to time. And so it's, I think it's a good topic to look at, especially, you know, one of the things I've always seen back in my day of like coaching people and doing nutrition and diets and things like that is that people that don't see the results usually aren't eating enough food. You know, when I would look at my old...
Every hard gainer that I've ever met... They always say these same things. I'm eating enough food.
Never.
I'm eating enough protein. But then when you say to them, just snap a shot of every meal and send it to me. And I've done this with people.
Yeah.
And I've added up. And I'm like, dude, you're eating 1,600 calories and you're getting 100 grams of protein a day. You want to build muscle? Like, you don't – look, ask any fat person. Me, I was 330 pounds. Food is anabolic. It will build you fast.
Yeah, that's it. Sure. And I think, you know, even with women, they think too often, like they're really cautious, you know, and what is often, you know, the macro, micro, like all these different things have made it so confusing, in my opinion, that I've always had this super clean, strict diet protocol, not that I follow, but that I've used in the past to do things. And it's a ton of, I mean, you're talking, it might be 6 cups of rice a day, right? It might be 250 grams of protein divided in 4 ounces through chicken, ground turkey, beef, You know, I ate 10 egg whites before I went to bed. First thing in the morning was, you know, 8 egg whites and a cup dry oatmeal and toast and like jelly. And I remember I used to work with George Farah, you know.
I remember George, yeah.
And that part of the topic too, we'll talk about my bodybuilding years, some of the, where I was more on the abusive side of the spectrum, and how that affected some cardiovascular stuff for me, which is somewhat of a scare. But the food that I would eat was bonkers. I couldn't, if I stuck to the meal plan, I wouldn't have wanted to cheat because there was no room to put that food in.
Right.
People don't understand is when you have that crap meal, that garbage meal, that cheat meal, it satisfies your hunger for this extended period of time and you don't actually fit your meals in that you should supposed to. And, you know, if you put junk into an engine, it doesn't function like it's supposed to. And that's what, you know, when you're eating six meals a day, that it's like super clean protein, carb, and fat.
Well, it's also eating the same foods over and over again. The body becomes very good at breaking them down and absorbing them. That's a really important thing, too.
Agreed.
So anabolic steroids, a favorite. Mark Bell put on his Instagram the other day, finish this sentence. Anabolic steroids are, and I put awesome, and it got so many likes. Come on, let's be honest, right? They work. They really, really work. But I've said on this show thousands of times, maybe I'm exaggerating, maybe hundreds of times, that the good thing about certain supplements and stuff that work is that they work. The bad thing about them is they work. You can't, when you find things that work, you have to respect them. Now, I am absolutely raising my hand. I'm a douchebag, and I used way more juice than I needed to get the job done quite often. And I probably ran the risk of some of the things we're going to talk about today. But, you know, anabolic steroids have a place in medicine. They give them to people, obviously guys who are hypogonadic, of course, but anemia and muscle wasting, cachexia, these are very, very powerful tools that doctors have in their quiver to stop people from wasting these. And all the steroids we're talking about are derivatives of testosterone or DHT. Let's just stay there. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Your thoughts on
that? I think for me too, similar in that boat, you know, I was a guy and if you look at some of my old bodybuilding pictures and some of that stuff, I ran the gamut on those things. I kind of realized that the drug wasn't worth the squeeze based on the goal, meaning that there became a point I went from wanting to be the biggest top bodybuilder to realizing I will never be that. And then transitioned to like a men's physique. And then from there I transitioned to like, I want to be around with my kids for a long time and I want to make sure my heart and all these other things are going. And I remember I had like a mug of scan and some other stuff. And my ejection rate, right, was super low. And the doc was a buddy of mine and he was a lifter and like power lifter. And when he was in younger and stuff like that, he got it. And he's like, dude, the stuff is affecting it. Right. And so when I stopped, you know, and that's when I went like full TRT probably 10 years ago. And then, which got me into this whole TRT space and, you know, for Renew Life RX. And then I went back at 35. So I was 5 years later and had the same testing done and it improved significantly. Right. And so, and the biggest change was I was still lifting heavy, still training hard. I wasn't taking too much anabolic steroids.
But now, so I'm helping a guy who got worried. He had an event happen and his ejection fraction was very low. So there's a lot of things that could cause a low ejection fraction. I'm just going to throw them out there. One of them is anabolic steroid-induced cardiomyopathy, where the heart becomes bigger and bigger and the walls aren't stronger. They're getting actually weaker and weaker. So that's one thing. And that's why it's so important to do cardio. Bodybuilders hate cardio, but cardio will protect you from developing that type of cardiomyopathy, number one. Yeah. Number two, not having the right amount of electrolytes, especially sodium. A lot of these bodybuilders, they're like, oh, I got to drop water, I got to reduce sodium. Your heart is the first thing that feels the reduction in sodium. It just can't squeeze as hard. So when it can't squeeze as hard, it can't eject as much blood. But there's another thing that no one pays attention to, and a lot of times ejection fraction will change literally in 2 to 3 days. You're ready for this? This is groundbreaking. You're never going to hear anybody else ever say this. Take some friggin' time off. Because your heart is a muscle. If you trained biceps every day as hard as you could, do you think they'll grow? No, they'll actually start to get weaker. When you're overtrained, one of the side effects is the heart is tired. It's sluggish. It's like, fungal, we don't get a break. This guy is trying to kill us. And right. The ejection fraction drops. I've had more people reach out to me and say, Carl, I'm a competitive bodybuilder. This, you know, and I go through the gamut of questions. Have you used Tren? Are you on Tren? Clen. Clen is terrible for your heart.
Like the worst drug. I mean, even the
it kills the heart cells. It literally kills the heart cells.
It makes me crazy. I remember back in my days when I worked in the office, I had a buddy that was taking that stuff. He called me. He was like, hey, can you come to my office? And I'm like, for what? And he was having a full-blown panic attack because he took Clen. Forgot he took it a second time because the dose was so high. Like, dude, that stuff, I mean, almost, he could have had a heart attack. And like, we just sat and talked, and he kind of calmed down, and it was good. But, like, that stuff is – that's – I can't believe – you know, when I was naive and young, you know, 15-plus years ago and getting in the bodybuilding space, I didn't know, but that drug –
that's a dangerous drug to make a mistake on your dosing. There's no doubt about it. Because we're talking about micrograms pushing you over the edge. Micrograms. Right. And you could have a stroke or a heart attack if you take too much. But getting back to this, if you feel like your ejection fraction is dropping, the first thing you should do is take some time off. You'll see it in generally just from that time off, it'll improve 30 to 50% from whatever it was before.
You know, and the other thing too on that, it's a little bit off subject, but the Kinesi, there's a rating in your blood, and I can't think of what it is, where your kidney function is just so high because of constant training. And that's another thing.
Oh, you mean myoglobin, like the thing that pushes people into rhabdomyolysis?
I think so. And taking a break off working out can help reduce those.
Creatinine is inappropriately implicated in rhabdo. Doctors shouldn't be looking at creatinine. They should be looking at myoglobin. So creatinine goes up anytime you train. Anytime you break down muscle tissue and there's muscle tissue turnover, creatinine goes up. But there's a million guys out there who are hard training that have stupid, ridiculous levels of creatinine, have no kidney problems, have no rhabdo. When myoglobin goes up, that's when your kidneys start to back up.
Yeah.
And guess what myoglobin is? You eat a bloody steak, it's not blood, it's myoglobin. There's no blood in that steak. Myoglobin is released when muscle tissue ruptures. It isn't damaged. So you damage muscle tissue in working out. But when a muscle fiber ruptures, what is leaked out of it is myoglobin, and that's what clogs up the kidneys.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So you only learn this stuff here.
Right.
So bodybuilders are known to take 50 to 1,000 times more than what therapeutic doses.
I'm curious, that one, it seems 1,000 times. I mean, there's guys that take.
Well, if you think about the rumors, right? Like, okay, I wasn't a bodybuilder. I was a guy who just wanted to be so strong.
Yeah, but I was a bodybuilder, and I know all of them. Every one of these top guys. I mean, I've known that I've been in that space.
So
for a long time.
Is it not true that they're taking
1,000? Well, here's the thing is, what is a therapeutic dose? Now, if you said
200 milligrams of testosterone a week. Yeah. So if you're taking 2,000 milligrams.
No. I mean, there's guys taking 3,000.
No, I know guys who are taking more than that. I do.
That's crazy. Can't do anything.
I mean, look, I'm not going to name names, but I know plenty of guys who were marginally great bodybuilders. They weren't even Olympians. And they were taking 6 grams of oils a week.
I know that. I know the schedules of those top guys, and that's where I think a lot of times, and we do this within our practice when it comes to the hormones, is the hormones can only give them so much power. And a lot of times people think, well, I'm just going to take more drugs and I'm going to get more results. It's like, no, your diet's crap. Your training's, I see the way you work out. Yeah. You know, like that stuff is so much more important than the drugs. And sometimes I think, maybe to this, like people overcompensate, try to take, they're like, I need more drugs, you know, than, you know, and it's, I remember when I was younger, naive, and even, saying something to George Farrow, and I used to work with him. I was like, well, shouldn't I be taking this? He's like, dude, I work with the top guys. they don't even take that.
Right.
He's like, why do you, you're 100 pound. Why would you do that? You know what I mean? And so he was, even though he was always an advocate of like less is more.
Yeah, no. And that's a sensible approach. Unfortunately, most people prescribe their own bodybuilding regimens, and they learn most of the stuff through bro science on forums, and they think that everybody's supposed to be doing it. 19-year-old
kids, you don't know anything.
Right. So one of the problems with anabolic steroids, as we talked about already, is there's actually morphological changes of the heart. The structure of the heart changes. The flexibility of the muscles change. They become more rigid. And the sinus becomes smaller. When the wall of the muscle becomes thicker. Okay, so let's differentiate a couple things, then we'll talk forward. When the entire heart gets bigger and the sinuses get bigger too, you're just building a bigger pump, okay? But the problem is, because guys don't do cardio and they don't exercise the eccentric portion of the heartbeat. They're only concentric because they're pushing. So what ends up happening is the sinuses get smaller. So they literally hold less blood. That means that the heart now has to pump faster to do the same volume. This usually raises both blood pressure and stroke and heart rate. But the other problem that happens with these drugs is because of the hypertrophic effect of anabolic steroids, the walls get thicker. When the walls get thicker, they're less flexible. They just can't. Now where the heart, let's say the stroke used to be this. Now that the walls are thicker, the stroke is just this. So you got a heart that's beating. It's beating. It's beating faster. You're demanding that it put more blood through, and you just made the pump smaller. Like, okay, now we're going to have a problem.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
And really, this is a wake-up call for anybody out there who's serious about being a bodybuilder to get with a doctor, full disclosure. Tell your doc, look, I'm not going to turn any of this stuff into insurance, but I just need you to monitor things. My thrombotic index, is my blood getting too thick? Is my hemoglobin starting to go up? But there's other telltale signs. Are you starting to see enzymes in my blood that shows that my heart's working harder than it should? And the days of doing this stuff in the back room is over. We have competent physicians who will work with you, knowing that, he's breaking the law buying anabolic steroids off a black market, but keep you healthy and safe and keep you in your lane. Don't do this by yourself. You don't have to.
When I was younger, I had a doctor who got it. You know, he understood. He's like, dude, listen, be straight with me because I care about your health and life. He's like, I know you're going to do whatever you want to do. And I think that when my son was born, I became a dad. I was like, I stopped, you know, my focus changed from wanting to be a real big guy to wanting to live a long time. But I think you're right. There's that is important to look at those. It's not just about how big your muscles can be, because I mean, bad stuff can happen. You know, I mean, we don't at our clinic, we don't manage that stuff. You know, that's a little out of the risque lane that we stay in, but we know a lot of people that do.
You can bet every top bodybuilder today is working with a physician. If you don't believe that, you're an idiot. Because these guys understand the risks. They don't want to die for the sport. So they work with physicians, and their physicians tell them, you know what, we're going to have to add a blood thinner in because we can't get your blood thin enough. And now you're going to – because this is where myocardial infarction comes from. A myocardial infarction is basically – lactic acid builds up in muscle tissue, something that never should happen. And the heart muscle goes, I can't keep doing this. And you start getting a burning sensation in your chest. And your heart's saying, I need to take a rest, but I can't. Because if I take a rest, you die. This is what myocardial infarction is, right? An ischemic event is basically not enough oxygen getting to the heart any longer. Because of these circumstances, we just thicker walls, smaller sinuses. You're carrying 300 pounds of muscle, so there's more irrigation fluid. Your heart's going like this. Just sitting still, your heart's doing this. It's like, oh, F this, man. I'm done. You start to get the burning sensation. That is lactic acid buildup in the heart, and that's the first sign that the heart can't keep going. So this is exacerbated when you're on steroids, but there's another thing that's exacerbated when you're on steroids, and that's this. So when you have a heart attack, the heart wants to do what? It wants to slow down. It's like, I can't do this. I just want to coast. I want to get down into the lowest beat range I can. I'm working with the brain. The brain's telling me, okay, we can stay there. And I want to get you down to maybe 40 beats a minute. Because you need to lay down and pass out so I can preserve life. That's exactly what's going on. At that moment, that is when anabolic steroids turned this into a disaster, because the high levels of anabolic steroids you have running through your body are telling the heart, F you, keep pumping, man. Because the same thing that makes your heart strong, right? We talk about how HRT makes men's hearts strong. Well, at a moment when the heart is going, I'm done, I'm caving in, that is not a good time to flip the switch on the nitrous. You know what I mean? You don't flip the switch on the nitrous after the heads are burnt out, you know? Right. You don't go, okay, let's just melt the whole engine down now. Let's just do that. And that is exactly what high levels of androgens do. And in fact, it's so effective at doing that, that it actually eliminates the cardioprotective effects of all of your training up until that moment. It literally takes the heart and goes, oh, you're going to die? Let me help you. Let me make you work harder. You'll die faster. That's exactly what androgens do, because there's androgen receptors on the heart muscle that the androgens are saying, no, you got to keep pumping, man. There's no time off for you. And that's it. And that's why a lot of guys end up dead when they have a mild ischemic event that you or I, average guys, take a couple baby aspirins, go to the hospital. They're like, oh, yeah, you got a blockage. We'll cath you. You're going to be fine. No, because your heart goes, F this, man. I'm going to work harder now.
That's interesting. And I think that there is some, you know, you bring up a lot, a topic that I think is important for people to have that, still have that mind-muscle connection, even though we're talking about the heart, of being able, I have my iWatch, I'm not wearing it today, but it reminds me to breathe, it's like to stop and breathe. And I think being able to maintain that, being able to control your heart rate with your mind is also something that's important, that in the event you get into one of these things, to be able to change your state,
stop panicking,
hold yourself down, because that, like you said, especially if you're an abuser, you're losing control. You know what I mean? And so if you practice controlling regularly, when you do get in an event, an unplanned event like that, that could be your life, you can pull it back in and
You can do that if you have that mind control where you could go, okay, you can actually start to relax. You feel your heart rate slowing down. You think to yourself, okay, I'm going to be okay. But then when you compound the high levels of androgens with another known circumstance, which is that anybody who's doing grams of tests a week and and they're taking thyroid hormone, they're using growth hormone, they're using insulin. You know, we have polypharmacy here. Now we have a body that has been taken hostage by drugs.
Yep.
And now you're going, hey, don't die. And your body's going, yeah, you should have thought about that months ago before you started sticking all this stuff in me.
Right. So your body's like, you sure? I thought that's what we wanted to do.
Yeah, I thought we wanted to kill ourselves. That's what you've been working on, isn't it? Did I not get a memo? I thought you wanted to kill yourself.
Right.
You know, I say this jokingly, and I was one of those douchebags at one time, right? And I'm going to be 62 next week, and I'm lucky to still be alive, I guess. But the reality is, this is why, if you want to get into this game, and the truth of the matter is, if you want to get into any professional sport today, I don't care if it's baseball, football, soccer, they're all using gear. They're all using drugs.
Yeah.
They're working with physicians. That is the difference. You can do this. Don't think I'm discouraging you from going on and chasing your dream to be Mr. or Mrs. Olympia, but just work with a doctor.
Yeah, it's just the smartest way. I think when we're young, we're like invincible and don't care, and you know, it's super important. And to have those regular checks, you know, like if somebody who's been abusing drugs all through, you know, for a long period of time, like you should be going and getting a stress test, MUGA scan, all, you know, the different cardiac tests done just to stay safe and healthy.
So we have a Facebook user whose privacy settings don't allow me to see their name. If you want to repost and just put your name in the next post, I'd appreciate that. But AMI is based on low O2 from coronary stenosis coming from atherosclerosis. Not always. Not always. That is the classic myocardial infarction model that we see in a diobese population, but not always. We can also see a cardio infarction ischemic event when the heart is being asked to work too hard and the sinuses are too small and the heart is just idling, the heart has to stay at 160. Now, so we see this in other cases as well. We really do. Let's not forget other drugs that are being used by these bodybuilders. Bodybuilders who are taken to the hospital with and in fact, the guy that I actually, you know, just came to me. There's a guy that I'm actually working with who's an amazing guy who went to the hospital, and he was having an ischemic event. And they did his calcium scan. He has zero. He had 000 plaque anywhere. Because most bodybuilders are eating a diet that is fairly low inflammatory diet, first of all. Number two, they usually are getting some of the benefits of their exercise. Granted, when it comes to an ischemic event, that may actually go wrong. I wish you'd put your name up here. Notorious for lowering HDL and elevating LDL. Only orals, not injected. You realize that, right? So again, we have a lot of bodybuilders that know they have no plaque. We know this. And HDL is only lowered by methylated oral steroids. It's not affected at all. I don't want to say it's not affected at all. It can be affected mildly by injectable oil-based androgen use. But Dr. Bashir and his group have done numerous studies with doses between 6 and 1,200 milligrams a week, and there is no deleterious changes to HDL on injected.
With the testosterone cream, we don't.
I mean, orals are what cause HDL to change because they literally change the landscape of the liver. But that's true of oral birth control pills. That's true of oral corticosteroids. It's because of the methylation and how it changes the hepatic landscape that lowers HDL and raises LDL. Another thing that can screw with your HDL is if you're using aromatase inhibitors. There are certain aromatase inhibitors that are notorious for totally jacking your cholesterol around. But again, it's not from the injectables. And I can't see your name. Would you please just write another post with just your name so that I can acknowledge your contribution to the show today? But yes, these are all good points. But yeah, like this guy that I'm working with, he's got zero plaque. He said they made me do a coronal calcium scan because, you know, he had this event. And he said, he said zero. They said I have zero plaque. They couldn't believe it. Mm. And I think that's probably true of a lot of bodybuilders. I got to be honest with you.
There's a lot of bodybuilders. There's the part, though, that I thought you were maybe leading into is if you're going to be committed to large amounts of drugs for bodybuilding, you cannot do the recreational drugs that some other people are doing. And I think like there's a lot of guys I know that, you know, they're taking tons of drugs, and then they're on the weekend, they're also taking a ton of different drugs,
and they're drinking, they're doing coke, yeah, they're doing other.
And then they die, right? And they die because, well, he was on a ton of steroid. Well, but he was also HB, like all these other things, and like that's just a bad lifestyle path to get into. Just not preaching to anybody, but
so just, George Touliatos from Greece, and I love George, but George is a very, very clinical. He looks at these things from a very clinical standpoint, but there is a lot of information out there that definitely. Now, endothelial dysfunction, yes, that's a different thing, but endothelial dysfunction comes more from inflammation than anything else. And that is a big problem, but that's a big problem for the population at large.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody today is, when I say everybody, not us, but there's a lot of people in our population that have endothelial dysfunction because they're diabetic and they have all sorts of other funky things going on.
Right.
So here's the bottom line. You know, special operators in the military are given things that average people can't get their hands on. They're given drugs that make them more alert and make them function better. And a lot of them know about injectable oils like Trenbolone and how it makes you sharper and more aggressive and stronger. And our government knows this stuff but doesn't do anything about it because we want super soldiers out there. But the difference is that they have access to a physician. The doctor looks at them and goes, I don't know what you're doing, but this is you're going wrong over here. We need to change something. You can be a super competitor in any sport. You just need to find a good doctor. Dr. George Touliatos is a perfect example. He works with athletes in Greece. And I'm sure that when their blood is getting too thick, he says, And when they're showing signs of certain things, he goes, So you can do all these things. But you got to work with a doctor. Be sensible. That's all. That's the message I want to give.
Yeah, one of the philosophies we always have had with, and even just, you know, we do way more conservative hormone therapy, but when, you know, we've always said that when you're healthy, you're in charge. When you're unhealthy, we're in charge, meaning that, you know, that it's important that health, if your health is, that baseline health is great, well, we can go after some physical aesthetic goals. But if your health isn't in great shape, that's priority number one, because you're already making a bunch of bad decisions that we can't trust you with on your own.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about this other study that was done in acromegaly. And it was, they looked at, so people who have acromegaly, they call it giantism. You remember Andre the Giant and all these people that have this. They just become huge. They don't live long. It's a very troublesome disorder. And it actually is on the rise right now in our population. It's a disorder of the pituitary gland.
Yeah.
They found out that by giving these individuals a low-carb ketogenic-style diet, it actually mitigated a lot of the negative effects of the disease. Very fascinating stuff. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Imagine if you had a digital twin, one that you could compare your own health and fitness outcomes to, one that showed you whether or not the things you're doing, food you're eating, or drinks you're drinking are actually working for you or against you. Well, now you can. The first ever advanced epigenetic saliva test that compares 20 million different data points of your DNA to help predict what is aging you faster or keeping you younger is being introduced to my audience at a 70% discount from the normal price. Go to seeds.md/epigenetic-test today to learn how to get your own digital twin that will help you take the steps to live longer and stay stronger. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer not available anywhere else. Once these tests are gone, they're gone. Again, go to seeds.md/epigenetic-test today to learn more. Hey, this is Carl. For 14 years, you've heard me talk about Can-See eye drops, and they being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at now 61 years old. But I regularly get emails and messages from people who've been using Can-See and having some amazing results. Recently, I got an email from a fellow named Chad, who, because he was on dexamethasone eye drops for over 6 months, developed a cataract. Can-See eye drops actually reduced my cataract to the point where even my doctor has a hard time finding it. I will never stop using Can-See eye drops twice a day. I've been using them since 2008, he says. And you should be too. There is no better way to keep your eyes healthy and seeing clearly than Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com today and get on board, and we will both be looking into the future with very clear vision. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new transformation challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. Are you a fan of the low-carb lifestyle? Having trouble getting fat adapted on your keto diet? Feel like your digestion has stalled? Now there's CAPEX. CAPEX increases fat loss and energy on any low-carb, no-carb diet, all while improving digestion. CAPEX boosts AMPK in muscles by 52% and fat cells by 300%. CAPEX increases ATP in your liver by 22%, a key part of energy production, all while revving up the fat-burning hormone adiponectin by a whopping 248%. Nothing works like CAPEX, and now you can get CAPEX for up to 42% off by going to kenergize.com/SHR and choosing one of the purchase options and using the code SHR. That's kenergize.com/SHR and code SHR. I love beef, and if you love beef, listen up. I've discovered the best tasting beef in the world, and that's not an exaggeration. At Piedmontese.com. The Piedmontese breed is famous from Italy for being lean and unbelievably tender, with half the fat and calories of traditional beef. Even typically tough cuts are tender when it comes from the Piedmontese cows. And for the first time ever, Piedmontese cows are being raised here in the USA. Get two free 10-ounce New York strips when you purchase $50 or more at Piedmontese.com with code SHR. Go to Piedmontese.com and use code SHR today. You will never eat any other type of beef ever again.
Quest Nutrition makes bars, cookies, chips, and pizzas out of complete dairy-based proteins. Our products minimize net carbs and sugar without sacrificing taste. Each delicious chocolate-flavored chip, cookie chunk, and crunchy crumble is custom-made to maintain Quest macros. It's time to enjoy foods that work for you, not against you. It's time to enjoy your Quest.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. This is the Renew Life RX Show, brought to you by Adam Lamb, who is the founder of Renew Life RX. And if you are thinking about working with physicians for your hormone therapy, or maybe you just want to start an anti-aging protocol, or you want a group that's forward-leaning and looking at emerging science to direct your medical treatment, you can reach out to them at RenewLifeRx.com. If you mention the show, you'll save 20% on any lab work that you have to have done. And that's a pretty damn good deal. Because a lot of times, the right kind of medical treatment often is not covered completely by the medical, what am I trying to think of? Healthcare companies.
Sure. Yeah. And even if, like, the panel, our standard panel through insurance, it's a $3,000 panel. So if you're paying 20% deductible, you're paying $600, right?
Why not get and then you get another 20% off that thanks to the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But through us, you know, it's a few $100, right? Because we do hundreds of them a month through the LabCorps. We get to negotiate a cash price. It's good. So yeah, it's all included.
The girl at any lab test now, her name is Maria. She's originally from New York. They know me by name now. Because I said some people like to go out and buy expensive shoes, and some people like to drink expensive bottles of wine. I like to draw my blood and see what's going on. I go in there for stuff. Like, every time I learn something new, I'm like, I wonder what my blood levels are. And I don't want to wait for my doctor to order it. And it's going to cost me $25 over there, and then I don't have to deal with it. And maybe I don't want anybody to know the answer. Maybe this is like something I don't want in a record somewhere. I'm not saying that is, but it's like, yeah, I'll just go check out my blood. I'll do that.
I get my blood done pretty regular. Every 90 days at minimum, if not, sometimes, you know, I'm like guinea pig for a lot of stuff that we look into. And so I'll go and run the protocol on me, because I know that I can document, that's eating, training, what I took, if I missed a dose, all that kind of stuff with some of the stuff that we do. I'm a guinea pig.
So this study and both of these study links will be in today's show posting. So if you go to the website tomorrow, you'll be able to actually read these studies yourself. This one looked at a eucaloric, very low. Everybody had the same caloric intake. And it was also not low calorie. It wasn't high calorie. It was maintenance calories. Okay. Very low carbohydrate, ketogenic diet, and acromegaly treatment. So acromegaly is the result of excessive growth hormone production from a pituitary adenoma. Generally, there's a benign tumor on the pituitary. It happens more often than we realize today. It's a growing problem in the population.
And I think you can visually identify people. I mean, the
brow, they have the brow.
It's bigger, and they're usually like just longer.
Well, and they have bigger joint. They have bigger joints. So, like, a lot of times their knees are literally bigger than their legs above and below. And so there's quite a few different things that connect here. People who say, oh, my doctor said the cartilage in my knees is wearing out. I'm probably going to end up having to have knee replacement surgery someday. If you use growth hormone, that cartilage will regrow. One of the side effects of using too much growth hormone is called joint crowding. And it's called joint crowding because what happens is the cartilage gets so big and thick and robust that it starts to create internal pressure in the joint. And it's painful. So, like 99% of the people out there whose doctors are going, you know, you're probably going to need knee replacement surgery someday. If they just gave them intra-articular injections of growth hormone mixed with maybe some
sort
of...
We do stem cell here, you know, stem cell treatment, umbilical tissue, and that stuff too. And that's part of the protocol, like at our, not Renew Life RX, but Regenerative Revival, our regenerative medicine is, that's part of the treatment. And we also draw your blood and we look and see if your growth levels are low and your inflammation levels are high. Well, then we can do a course correct so that you get the most benefit out of regenerative medicine and not keep going down that same path that got you where you're at.
I did a show in 2012, I think it was, with the Dr. Alan Dunn, and he's the guy who perfected this whole approach of intra-articular growth hormone injections. Yeah. He's passed away since. His website is gone. But he's trained hundreds of orthopedic surgeons that know how to do this stuff. You don't need a knee replacement surgery if the cartilage in your knee is worn out. I mean, you don't.
The reality is it's great because we're seeing more insurance get on board with a lot of these preventative things that even if it's just kicking out a knee replacement, you know, a knee replacement at best is 20 years. So if you're getting a knee replacement at 40, guess what?
You're going to need another one.
You're going to probably get two more, right? Three. Like what?
And you're going to get to a point in time where the doctor's going to go, you're too old to live through surgery, so you need to live with not having working legs.
And then you have replacement surgery, drugs, or there's actually regenerative ways to do that. I think that I'm going to look into the growth hormone piece.
Just Google. He's done a couple studies too, good ones. Intra-articular growth hormone injections. But anyway, used to go to him in Florida. He did 20 IUs directly into the knee. He mixed it with hyaluronic acid because that's a medium that keeps it in there. The growth hormone doesn't get out of the knee. It doesn't hit. Not like it doesn't get into your other tissue.
It's in there with the hyaluronic acid.
And then what happens is he does it twice, and then you go home. He does it once 1 week, once the next week. Then you go home. 6 months later, you go back, and he shows you, oh, look at this. Remember you had no cartilage. Look at this. It's growing.
Yeah.
And it keeps doing that for like a year and a half after those injections. It keeps growing.
That's interesting.
So anyway, but acromegaly increases bone growth. It increases cartilage growth. And it speeds death, by the way. Right, these people who suffer from acromegaly, they don't live into their 40s at best, and then they're gone. And this is even seen in rodents too. A very low carbohydrate ketogenic diet of 50 grams of carbohydrates or less a day, which induces ketosis and reduces insulin concentrations, also downregulates hepatic growth hormone receptor 2 and reduces IGF-1. The reason this is important is because there's a host of people out there who think that starving themselves increases growth hormone and somehow that's going to build muscle. No, it doesn't. In fact, the body knows that if there's not enough nutrition coming in to build muscle, protein levels are way too low, you're going to get a growth hormone pulse, but the liver's not going to convert it to IGF-1. And this is where the magic is. So when people just look at growth hormone levels, they think that's it. Growth hormone doesn't turn into VEGF, IGF, MGF. If it doesn't turn into these other growth factors, you don't grow anything.
Right.
You don't grow new nerves. You don't grow new blood vessels. You don't grow new muscle tissue. You don't grow anything.
So, yeah, and I think that the, you know, one thing we always communicate is how its sugar will spike insulin, which will shut down growth hormone. But long-term fasting like that can put you in a catabolic state as well, where the body starts converting into actually muscle becoming fuel over stored sugar and fat as well, depending on what, if you're, you know, doing cardio, what situation your body might be in where it needs fuel.
So what they do for people with acromegaly is they give them a somatostatin ligand. So in order for growth hormone to be produced by your body, just growth hormone, not talking about conversion to growth factors, two things have to happen. There is a brake and a gas pedal in your body. The gas pedal is a growth hormone releasing hormone, okay, which is produced by the hypothalamus to tell the pituitary, make growth hormone. But It doesn't do that unless the brake is off. And the brake is a hormone called somatostatin. And just the way the word implies, somato means growth hormone and statin means static, stop, no. Okay? So you could take large doses of CJC 1295 or modified growth factor 1 through 29 and you could jack yourself with that. If your somatostatin levels are high, no growth hormone is produced. None.
Okay. Ipamorelin helps that, right?
Yes. The ghrelins, GHRP6, GHRP2, Ipamorelin. These are peptides that shut off somatostatin. So you need both a growth hormone releasing impetus and a somatostatin suppressing event for your body to go, okay, let's make some and squirt it out.
Yep.
Then that has to go through the liver and turn into other things. Without the liver's help, it's just growth hormone. And while growth hormone in and of its native state has some growth-provoking factors, hell, even growth hormone-releasing hormone by itself has some growth-provoking effects. But not until it turns into MGF, IGF, VEGF, FGF, it turns into those other things, that's where the magic happens. So just raising growth hormone by itself, but not having the liver participate in making IGF-1, you're not getting the benefits of growth hormone. Even if you're shooting 191 amino acid growth hormone, you're not going to see the benefits unless the liver plays along.
Right.
So they figured, what if we continue to give some of the group they gave this ligand, which would help shut down growth hormone production entirely. And obviously that has a downstream effect on IGF-1. But when they gave these individuals the ketogenic diet, what they found out was even without the ligand's involvement, IGF-1 normalized. It normalized in people. So these individuals typically, first of all, what they gave them was they decreased from 194 grams a day of carbohydrates to 32 grams a day. That's what these people started to eat. Obviously, their fat was up. I think their fat was up at 155 grams of fat and 115 grams of protein. That's not shabby. That's actually, I'm impressed that they gave them that much protein and they still saw this, which now, okay. People come on my show all the time and say, oh, but protein turns into glucose. Gluconeogenesis is a very expensive process for your body to do. It only does it in extreme emergencies. This idea that, oh, you're eating 400 grams of protein a day, you're going to be producing glucose. You're only going to be producing the amount of glucose your body needs. It's not like you just ate pizza. So this is a stupid assertion that people not need to stop saying. That's 115 grams of protein a day.
That's the vegans. That's a big vegan argument about protein and meat proteins. That's where I hear that same thing often.
But by lowering their carbohydrates alone, and obviously keeping them at a fairly high protein and very high fat intake, they ended up seeing a reduction in IGF-1, significant reduction from 1.1 times the upper limit of normal to 0.83 times the upper limit of normal, which is seen as almost normal. And this was by diet alone. When they added the ligand back into it, all of these individuals saw a dramatic drop in IGF-1. So this means that the diet works by itself, and it works when you use it with the current therapeutic approach to treating acromegaly. Now, Carl, I don't have acromegaly. Right. So stop believing that fasting is going to increase growth hormone and thus IGF-1 and somehow magically allow you to build more muscle. If you're fasting a lot, you're not putting on muscle. You're just not. You're not. You know, you don't have the building blocks for it. And the body isn't stupid. The body's not going to go, let's waste all of our energy building muscle tissue that this guy's not eating enough protein to support.
Yeah. And you are discussing that like, anybody who's having trouble gaining muscle is never eating near enough food. They believe they are, but it's nowhere near. Even, you know, 120-pound woman who's looking to add some muscle needs to usually eat a ton more than they mostly are, you know, because they're doing something like a ketogenic diet with cardio 5 times a week and weight training 6 days a week, and like don't understand why their body's not cooperating because the lack of building blocks is not there.
The reality is that oscillating is the best thing. You want autophagy to go on, but you want it to turn off. You want mTOR to turn on, but you want it to turn off. You want AMPK to turn on, but you want it to turn off. The idiocy of people who think, oh, I'm just going to take metformin, I'm going to keep AMPK turned on, I'm going to keep mTOR turned off, and I'm going to live forever, baloney. You're not. You want IGF-1, but you don't want it all the time. So the reality is that intermittent fasting or time-restricted feeding, which is a new term to make it less zealot-like. Oh, fasting. No, time-restricted feeding. I only eat from noon to 6 p.m. or whatever your particular model is. We know now that is a really great approach. You can still build muscle if during your eating period you are eating a ton of protein.
Right.
Like really, that is where the magic is. You've got to increase protein intake in the face of these types of diets in order to see muscle. Now, if muscle's not important to you and you don't care if you shrivel up and can't get out of a chair when you're 7 years old, God bless you. Don't worry about protein. But one thing is for sure. Study was just published 3 months ago that shows low carbohydrate diets reverse brain aging.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people don't get it yet. I mean,
even with cancer too as well. Number one, you find out you have cancer, ketogenic. Drop your sugar. Crazy recovery opportunity as opposed to all that damn sugar and inflammation in the body.
And that's the other thing, inflammation. When I have a lot of sweets, I feel it the next day.
I feel like the flu. I mean, it's so, if I go to the movies, like this is my and we haven't because of COVID. I feel like, it's like no holds barred. Pizza, popcorn with all kinds of butter, salt and crap, some sort of gummy candy, right? Probably a diet like a Coke Zero. I get inflammation just if I have a diet beverage, even. You know what I mean? And by the time the end of the movie and I got to get out of this chair, this recliner, I feel like I'm coming down with the flu.
Yes.
And I know it's 100%
what you ate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's people just don't understand. Like, a lot of times, the reason you feel like crap is your food. And even just to tie that back to what we do on the hormone side is, one of the biggest philosophies we also have, all our wellness coordinators, docs, all believe, is we take away power from the drugs, take away power from the hormones, and talk about your life, right? Carl, let's talk about what you've been eating. Like people that, this is a little off subject, but maybe valuable. People are always complaining, well, I'm not getting, I thought I'd be sleeping better. I want better sleep, right? And so we talk, okay, do you have a bedtime routine? Do you have a 20-minute stretching and meditation? Do you have a 1 hour, no screen time. Well, no, I don't. Okay, well, do that stuff too. I'm guilty of it, right? I like to watch TV right till my eyes fall asleep, and it's bad for you. But same thing with, I think, addressing this conversation with the food piece is people that their body's not changing like they want to because they think they need to starve in order to add muscle, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Even if it's just protein powder all day long. It's not doing it.
A low carbohydrate diet is key for better aging, regardless of who you are. Although,
sure,
if you have type 2 diabetes, you have to be careful because you can become hypoglycemic very quickly. So if you already have type 2 diabetes or you're creeping, you're pre-diabetic, don't just start a low carbohydrate diet. Monitor your blood sugar. Start to reduce carbohydrates slowly. It's called titration. Cut your carbohydrate intake in half, do that for 2 weeks, then cut that in half, do that for 2 weeks, and try to get yourself to where you're eating 50, 60 grams of carbohydrates a day. And make them complex carbs. Stay away from sugars, vegetables. You know, if you want oatmeal and stuff like that, that's fine. Yams are great. But if you reduce your carbohydrate intake, you're going to be healthier, you're going to live longer, and you're going to be plagued with far less diseases than all of your friends who didn't get the message. And it's not as life. I don't miss them. It's not like I miss stuff. I don't miss pasta at all.
Right. And then I think even, you know, for me though, I did some DNA study with, you know, DNA testing, and I burn more belly fat with 150 to 250 grams of complex carbs a day, just based on my genetic makeup. And I also do well with high fats and medium protein. So based on my personal DNA, which is, you know, I'm in pretty decent shape. I know my body pretty well. I eat medium protein, decent to medium fat, decent below medium. And then probably pretty medium carb. My pie is pretty equal, and that's what works good for my body. But I think folks need to try different things. But there is no doubt if you're leaning into keto, you're going to drop that sugar. You're going to live healthier, without a doubt.
No doubt. You feel better. You know, it's the first couple of days you may feel a little wonky, but a product like Capex from a sponsor of ours, that will actually help you metabolize fat faster and become fat adapted faster. But, you know, I have been low carb. I can't even remember. I think I became low carb. Well, at least 25 years ago, I became low carb. Like, I realized that I was never going to lose the body fat if I kept carbohydrates as a main portion of my dietary template. And once I cut carbohydrates out, the fat came off so fast and so easily. And the only reason why I'm not a fat pig today is because I really do limit the carbohydrates I eat. Because I just started training again. I've been off for 2 months. And by the way, my strength is still there, which really makes me feel good because I'm going to be 62 on the 11th of this month. Fact that I went in there and I was able to move weight, but I didn't go stupid like I usually do. I'm giving myself 2 weeks to just go in and go through the motions before I start to really train. But I'm excited. I'm excited about the future with my body. I feel like I understand it so much better now. The other thing I wanted to point out was that for people with acromegaly, the diet had better effects controlling their acromegaly and obviously IGF-1 levels than the drugs did. It worked for people that the drugs didn't work for.
Big spoiler alert. The food is better than the drug.
Yeah, who knew?
Right? And that's like I was saying earlier, we have to be accountable to – there is no – if you think you're going to solve your problems with a pill, you're crazy. You can enhance your effort. You can put a little, you know, get a little 0.2 on top of that, you know, situation you're looking to. But you got to do the work in the kitchen and discipline, man.
Let's take our last commercial break. We'll wrap up the show. Sit tight.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
You've heard about blood flow restricted training since 2006 on SHR, but you're still on the fence. Well, here's the push. BFR is more effective at building muscle than anabolic steroids. That's right, I went there. But it's because it's the truth. My experience with the B-Strong blood flow restriction system is proof to me. And now I'm asking myself why I waited so long. You'll see undeniable changes in the targeted muscles in days and weeks like nothing you've ever tried before. I will never stop using them. Give Be Strong a try. Go to bstrong.training/super-human and use code SHR for 10% off.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at EatLegendary.com and Amazon. Ever wish there was a precise way to gauge your recovery from workout to workout? Or wonder if the money you're spending on your nootropic supplements are actually improving brain function? Maybe you're aging and you're noticing some changes in memory. Wouldn't being able to really test your brain be of great value? Well, now you can with great accuracy with the Brain Gauge. The Brain Gauge lets you test essential components of brain health and track your brain health history, and all in the comfort of your own home. Go to gageyourbrain.com and use code SHR for $150 off this amazing device. That's gageyourbrain.com and SHR for $150 off.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Renew Life RX show with Adam Lamb and myself, Carl Lenore, in case you don't know who I am. I'm getting so old looking, it's unbelievable. And I'm so dark. Can you tell how dark I am?
No.
Dude.
I mean, maybe up top, appearing the light, you're looking a little bright.
Both Elisa and my daughter Taylor said I'm actually turning purple. Like, and I'm not using any Melanotan 2 anymore. I stopped using it about a week ago because I'm out in the sun a lot. I'm on the bike. I ride the bike every day to work and back. And so I'm out in the sun, and I am just so.
I'm pretty white. I need to get a little sun, a little vitamin D. But, you know, I'll tell you though, I can't stand laying out in the sun. I wish I could.
Yeah, I love it.
Dude, 5 minutes and I'm ready to go bonkers. I have to constantly be doing something. I struggle to relax sometimes.
Yeah, and I lay out in the sun. It's like an old friend is embracing me. I mean, I'm just. A couple things I want to mention before we wrap up the show. First of all, gageyourbrain.com right now for a limited time. You can get the Brain Gauge for $29.95 a month. No long-term contract. Send it back. Use it for a month and send it back. I have so many people emailing me about this device. Most of them are telling me that they've been testing supplements that they've been using that are supposed to be nootropic, and they tested it like 3 times. It can't be. It's supposed to work. I feel it working. And it's like, no, it doesn't work. And one guy texted me and said, this is going to save me about $200 a month on this nootropic blend I've been buying.
Oh, wow.
So you know what? You need to get these for the clinic. I'm not kidding, because they have a professional version of it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we're bringing in a boatload of new testing. We're going to do. It just skipped my head. What's it like, the genetic clock? What is that?
Oh yeah, yeah. No. Oh no, no. You gotta work with Chronomics. This is the best. So Chronomics is the only country in the only company in the world that checks 20 million points on your DNA. They're just now opening up to clinicians here. In fact, I had a talk about you yesterday.
Oh really? Well, introduce me, because you know what we're seeing with people that do this stuff is. That epigenetic clock is going backwards after working on anti-aging, right? Hormone replacement therapy.
Yes.
So it's following our guidance. So like that's part of one other thing to a, you know, because we do behind the scenes a ton of studies. One of our partners, Dr. Lopez, he's got clinical trials going on, all kinds of cool stuff. But we're really nuts about the data. You know what I mean? I think I told you we got algorithm, you know, machine learning that we're working on that's feeds the lab work in, and it tells you what the patient should do based on thousands and thousands of people's data that's worked out correctly. So I would love to find that out, because you know
I'm going to hook you up. They're just so what they did was they released their product on my show first in the United States. And those of you who are listening, if you have any interest in getting that Chronomics test, you have to go to seeds.md/epigenetic-test/. Because it's only right now, it's just a stupid 70% off price, but that's going away in about 3 weeks. So go sign up for that if you're still interested. After that, it's probably only going to be allowed through clinicians, like clinics like yours and so on. Because then you have somebody that can work with you and say, okay, here's what you need to do to change that.
Yeah. And then, you know, like one of our team members is an expert in that stuff. And so we want to kind of roll that in.
Dude, here's the best part of the Chronomics test. It's saliva.
Yeah.
You don't have to go have blood drawn. You don't have to prick your finger and use a Wattman blotter. It's just spit the thing.
We're bringing out a category of saliva or stool. You know, there's some stool tests. So they're all at home. Goes to your house. You take the test. Send it back. it's just another way to help people with their health that we're doing.
This is great stuff. And plus your rejuvenation with the stem cells. I mean, you got to reach out to Adam, renewliferx.com. Go there. You'll find the number. Is Milo still working with patients?
Oh yeah. Okay. We've hired five people. We got two more that I think are coming on board in the last 60 days. I mean, we've just been growing like crazy and
not one. So we've been working together and you've been a sponsor of this show. Is it now 3 years?
No, it's almost two. I think we're coming on two.
Okay. 2 years. Okay. Yeah. And I have never had and look, people send me emails. It's like, I ordered this, it didn't come, or I ordered this and it's crap. And I get involved. People know, like, if you send me an email about a sponsor, like, I get involved because I don't want sponsors who piss off my audience. My audience is my stock and trade. Never once have I received any complaint. However, I have received numerous comments from people who say, they love working with you, that they had been to other clinics before, and it's just the term that I've heard all the time, it's just very different working with Renew Life RX.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is we are different because, A, we know what else is out there. So a lot of people in the hormone game, they get in the hormone game and they do what someone else is doing, which just creates more bad actors. And we just have a different philosophy and different values that we get great outcomes and people like our service. We're not for everybody, right? There's still people that it doesn't work for, usually just because what they want, we don't provide because we're a bit conservative. But yeah, thanks, Carl, for mentioning that, because it is. And, you know, same thing, you know, that we track all those people that come in through you. And just like anybody, though, it's everybody's treated like they're my mom, you know, like they're everybody's first class treatment.
All right, well, listen, it's been great spending time with you. I look forward to every other Thursday for you and I to hang out. And maybe someday I'll come down there and visit you in Texas.
Well, now we'll poke you with something.
Yeah, some stem cells maybe. I'm off the air tomorrow. We have a couple good pep talks coming up. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag because people steal my stuff. But we have some peptides nobody's talking about, and chances are you won't be able to find them. But if we start talking about them, maybe we will be able to find them. And on Monday, I got a guy coming on my show. Recently, I talked about GHRP6 as a gastric prokinetic for people who suffer with debilitating GERD. And I had one guy who's going to be on my show Monday who literally threw up every meal, every day for the past, I don't know how many months. And he is keeping every single meal down now just by taking 125 to 150 micrograms of GHRP6 before every meal. I'm the one who told him about it. No one's talking about this, but I think we're going to help a lot of people who have GERD and digestive issues fix themselves. And you're not going to find this stuff on anybody else's show. Nobody else's show. Because nobody's as big of a douchebag as I am. Nobody's telling people, yeah, try this. See what that does for you. Give me a call. All right, look, that's it for today. That's it for this week. We'll see you Monday. Thank you for being here and participating, those of you who are here live today.